Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, world, and welcome to A Positive Mind with Positive Vibes. I am your host, as always, Austin Varvel, and man, what a crazy time we got going on right now, right? This is some interesting energy. First and foremost, I want to congratulate and commemorate each and every one of y'all that are going through these times, that are dealing with this. It's some crazy shit, y'all. It is some crazy shit, but you know what? It's transformative and it's transmutative and it's necessary, right? So what exactly am I talking about? We're talking about six planets in retrograde right now. That's right. A total of six. It's a lot, right? So six planets in retrograde right now. And it's some crazy energy. There's a lot of challenges when it comes to relationships, right? And when it comes to understanding, more importantly, reinforcing and releasing the old you, but reinforcing rather the new you, and getting that strength and getting all of the things that you need and need to be purged of, removed from you, so that way you can continue to expand, continue to grow, and continue to prosper. So the most recent planet that went retrograde was Mercury. And Mercury is going to be going direct, I want to say, the first week of October, I believe. But also consider shadow periods as well, right? Which is 2 to 4 weeks. So with that being said, it's going to be something interesting. It's going to be crazy, because a lot of this is, you know, breakdowns in communication. As you know, Mercury retrograde is technology, but also specifically in these planets and with these, you know, certain orbits. And I'm not about to sit up here and go into astrology like I know what I'm talking about, with like conjunctions and like, you know, all this extra shit. Like, I love y'all astrologers who do that. Like, y'all are great, but I'm just going to scratch the surface because we're not doing all that. So with that being said, though, nonetheless, you know, a lot of these alignments right now and retrogrades with these planets have to do with being true to yourself, to who you are, and releasing all of the things that are no longer aligned with your vibration. And a lot of that can cause animosity, it can cause hurt, it can cause pain. You know, there's especially with Mercury in retrograde as we enter Scorpio season, there's a want to get petty, right? And have that vengeful get back. But I strongly encourage you, and if you hear this, I really truly wish to give you strength through this time. And I would ask, just as I'm learning myself, I assure you, to lead with love. No matter what, lead with love. And that can be very challenging right now because, you know, for a lot of us, there's things that are just coming out of left, right, center field, and it's all crazy. People are having losses. You know, the Queen of England passed recently. You know, I'm hearing of people having, you know, divorces after 10, 15 years, breakups after, you know, 10, 15 years, you know, but I'm also seeing divine unions come together. So, you know, I think that it's a matter of both. And I think that, you know, when you allow yourself to lead with love, you remove yourself of that toxicity, of that negativity. But more importantly, you're able to make room for the divinity to come in, right? For the divinity to step in and truly fill you with that divine, beautiful light and love and peace and prosperity and abundance. But we got to make room for that. But we got to make room for that because there has been so much that we have taken on, right? I ended up pulling some cards for the collective from the I Am Positive affirmation deck. And that is a deck that myself and my best friend Mio created. Make sure you check out her podcast as well, Souls and Stardust. But, you know, I was pulling some cards for the collective live on Instagram, and there was a lot about surrendering to the divine. There was a lot of healing, there was a lot of having strength, but also there was, you know, healing the inner child, healing those inner subconscious wounds that we've been holding on to, that have been, you know, holding us back from the life that we want, from the life that we truly deserve. And those blockages, those hurts, those pains, that is something that, you know, took years, took a lot of time to go through and took a lot of time to overcome. And we're still overcoming them, right? You know, some of these things are just now coming to the surface for the first time. So with that being said, you know, give yourself grace. Give yourself grace to go through this, but nonetheless, go through it. Because I assure you, The universe makes no mistakes. And there are lessons that we are learning right now that can be challenging, that can be hurtful, that can be painful. But we have to lead with love. We have to remain in a higher vibration. We cannot reduce or disallow ourselves to stoop to a lower vibration, right? And ultimately, yes, steep our energy, right? Dilute it, boil it. And sometimes when you get past that melting point, you know, there is the point of no return. Depending on what happens, you know, you could change your life and someone else's life forever. And is it really worth it, right? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, people only enter your life to serve you and teach you, right? Now, whether that's a lesson or a blessing, ultimately the lesson is the blessing, but you know, sometimes those lessons hurt. Sometimes those lessons have pain. Sometimes those lessons have trauma. Sometimes those lessons have, you know, scars, right? When we look at our body, we may not see what everybody else sees. Everybody else sees a beautiful figure. We see the scars. We see the pain. We see the hurt. We see the bruises. We see the marks that have healed on the surface, but within are ever apparent, right? And that's some heavy shit. That's some very heavy shit to deal with right now, because we have that, plus we're stepping into a completely new dimension and a new reality and consciousness. So there's the unknown of what's going on in the world in connection and honestly in conjunction with what's going on within us, right? The entire fucking world is like imploding on itself, but we're resetting. We're resetting and we're releasing all the negativity. So yeah, it's gonna hurt, right? Because there's parts of you that no longer belong. And sometimes that's people, that's places, that's homes, that's work environments, you know, whatever it is, there is something that needs to be released. And there are some truths that are to be had. And it's interesting because I was looking on social media today and I saw a post talking about how there is a specific transit that's reflecting a lot of truth that's coming out, a lot of secrets being revealed. You know, it's you can't hide it forever, I promise you. You know, it's you know, Han Solo sold it best. You know, they'll always find out. So, you know, it's a lot, but we have to lead with love, most importantly, because we deserve the life that comes with when we lead with love. You have to understand that when you have a negative vibration, you are manifesting the future world in which you're going to live in. You are setting forth the intention for the type of energy you wish to create in for your world and for your life. Isn't that tiring? Haven't you done that enough? Doesn't that shit suck? It sucks, right? Like it really, really, truly sucks. And it's something that I'm sure that we're all tired of, because at the end of the day, we just want to be happy. We just want to live in abundance. We want to live in peace. We want to love and be loved. We want to cherish and be cherished. We want to live in the highest vibration possible. But sometimes we lose ourselves along the way, and we have to, sometimes as stubbornly as we are, be forced back onto that right path. And sometimes that comes with pain, right? Sometimes that comes with hurt, and sometimes that comes with trauma. But you have to, once again, not give in to that darkness. And that's a lot of energy right now too, is, you know, you can't give in to that darkness. As I was saying, you know, we're about to enter Scorpio. That's that underworld. That's that heavy, right? That's that petty. That's that I'm about to get back at you. And just wait, the stinger knows no greater poison than revenge, and it's a dish best served cold. So, you know, it's a lot, y'all, and it's a crazy, crazy thing. But it's can also be very consuming. It can also be very consuming and easy to be consumed by. So I encourage you, more than anything, continue to ground yourself, stay focused. Continue to protect yourself, invest in the crystals, go for walks in the park. It's been a lot cooler here in Las Vegas. Find, if you're in Las Vegas or in a area that's starting to cool off, you know, if you're cooled off already, even if you're not, go to a park, go hug a tree, You know, get grounded, man. Get some of this beautiful Taurian earth energy, right? Let's ground you in and warm you up and comfort you a little bit, baby. That's right. You know, let's make sure you good. But more importantly, the self comes first. The self comes first. And above all, self-preservation is a must right now, because that's what it ultimately is all about, is that, you know, we are releasing ourselves from bonds, from ties, from emotions, from people, from experiences that no longer serve us. And some of these things we've poured a lot into, poured a lot of time, we've poured a lot of energy, you know, we've poured all our resources, but we chose to do that, right? And that's the hard part to swallow, right? Is that, like, you always want to, like, you made me do this, I did this for you. No, you chose to do that. And that's the reality of it, is, you know, sometimes we misunderstand the purpose in our people in our lives. And we get so captivated in the moment that's like, oh, this is it. When really, they are a hello and goodbye. They are a minor blip in the greater story, or maybe 2 to 3 pages in your greater book, right? But in the moment, you're so captivated. And then when things are taken, you're hurt, right? Because there's that investment that you had, that love, the things you created and shared, the memories. But you have to understand that your purpose for that person may not have been the purpose that you wanted. The purpose that that person is here to serve you for may not be the purpose that you wanted. And that's okay, because it's the purpose that you need, right? Like, it's heavy. It's like that. You know, a lot of people enter our lives, and it's crazy how, you know, sometimes we experience things in preparation so that they don't hurt us later. Imagine you invest all of your resources and everything that you have into a person, and then much, much later you have a greater abundance and you invest that just the same, but you lose so much more later. That could be a real thing. Right? You got to be mindful of that kind of shit, because at the end of the day, you know, we experience lessons to prevent us and allow us from, so to prevent us, let me start there first, from squandering the blessings that we receive, but also allowing us and prepping us with the vibration to correctly receive those blessings and know what to do with them, right? So it's a crazy thing, dude. It's a crazy thing right now, this world and this energy and these vibrations. It's a lot. And once again, it could be very heavy and overwhelming, but you gotta lead with love no matter what. No matter what, you gotta lead with love, because ultimately the only person that you're hurting when you're contributing to that negativity is yourself, because who pays that price? Ultimately yourself. All right, and you think that other person does, or people, or the workplace, or whatever, right there. You know, they're going to miss me when I'm gone. This workplace is never going to be the same. They're not going to do the same numbers I do, or sales, or the same energy. You're right. They're not going to have the same workplace. They're not going to have the same environment. But that should be a reflection of you. And if you can do that there, where else can you do it? What happens if you're doing it in a place where you are valued, where you are loved, where you are appreciated? Imagine how much more fruitful and how much more beneficial, how much more abundant those efforts would really become. So it's all for a reason. It is all for a reason, baby. And I just wanted to really create this episode and share this message with y'all, because I know shit's hard, dude. Like, this shit is very heavy. It can be very, very heavy. And I say that from experience within this real time, in this real moment. Like, it's some heavy shit, right? Where we're being faced to deal with and overcome and face a lot of things: insecurities, traumas, our past lives, our past selves, who we were 5, 10, 15 years ago, hell, maybe even another life before this, that generational trauma, right? That genetic trauma that may not even be yours, but you've been given the task to face it, to overcome it, to address it and release it, because you can. Once again, you are strong by surrendering to the divine and being all that you are and all that you're meant to be. You are stronger than you will ever become. You are more in alignment with your higher self than you could ever be. And the abundance that you receive and the new life that you manifest. The last card that I pulled today was, I am manifesting the life that I deserve. And I'm pretty sure this was the order. By you surrendering, knowing you're exactly where you are, healing your inner child, knowing that you're strong, knowing that you're protected, knowing that you're in alignment, you're manifesting a whole new life. Those are all puzzle pieces. Those are all ingredients to a recipe for a whole new life, a whole new journey, a whole new experience. And that's your choice to make, right? That's each and every one of our choices right now. We have the choice to move forward. We have the choice to grow. We have the choice to expand. We have the choice to live our happiest and most best lives and just say, you know what? This shit did happen in the past, but I'm never gonna let it happen again. I'm gonna learn from it, and I'm gonna make sure that my energy goes in the right places. I only go where I feel loved, where I feel good, where I feel happy, where I feel fulfilled. That's the only place I'm going. And as long as you do that, as long as you contribute to that, your life is going to, and it's just the small things, right? Removing even the smallest things can be the greatest breath of fresh air. Being released from the smallest things could be the greatest breath of fresh air, right? There's so many things that are just being severed and being released from. Also a lot of bonds, right? And whether that's platonic, whether that's romantic, you know, whether that's even legal, right? Or workplace, regardless of what it is, there's bonds that are being severed and tied right now. Like, there's a lot of shit coming up, dude. There's a lot of stuff being brought up, and it's a lot. So once again, I ask that you join me in this journey, in this moment of transformation, in this metamorphosis of the self, and lead with love. No matter what, man. No matter what, lead with love. Because at the end of the day, your purpose is your purpose. And your purpose in someone's life is your purpose in someone's life, and there is in yours. And at the end of the day, you know, when you lead with love, you don't lead with the ego. You don't lead with ownership. You don't lead with, this is mine. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, nothing's yours. Nothing in this world is yours. Ultimately, even your life is to contribute to the greater collective, right? Because we all come from one. However, we are in fragments too, for the sense of experiencing ourselves as ourselves individually, right? That's a whole nother conversation. Trust me, we'll have an episode for that too. But at the end of the day, we are here to experience ourselves and ourselves alone. And by that very definition, we are here to lead with love. We are here to lead with that love of creation, of abundance, but more importantly, of unity, right? It's time to return back to that one that we once were. And when we don't have that ownership, we understand that it's okay. I think that's the most important thing. If you don't hear anything else from this, the shit you're going through, it's okay. And you're going to be okay. You're going to be more than okay. You're going to be great. You're going to be happy. You're going to be abundant. You're going to be expansive. It's going to fucking skyrocket for you. Just wait. Just watch. Like, there's so much that's going on in the world right now and in the universe that's like, we're going through this huge breakthrough, right? Like, just imagine how great the sun is going to feel in this new life, how great these new experiences are going to be in this world of abundance. And it's already here. It's within us, but we have to cleanse and we have to remove all the toxicity, all the hurt, all the insecurity, all the trauma, all the bullshit that we fed into and believed for all of our lives in order to get there. Because at the end of the day, we are here to build. We are here to create. We are here to expand. We are here to succeed. And we are here, more importantly, to progress and to grow. And how we do that, of course, is our choice, but we're here to grow and we're here to be happy. We're here to enjoy our time while we do this. And it's time to be honest with yourself. Are you happy? Are you really happy doing what you're doing right now in the life that you are, in the shoes that you fill every single day? And if you're not, let's understand why. This is the time to do that. Once again, six planets in retrograde. Yeah, it's some crazy energy, but we also don't get this opportunity for a pause, right? Because once this energy starts ramping back up, wherever we're at is where we're going, and we're being catapulted into that new life, into that new chapter, into that new journey. So whatever we're doing, whatever baggage we have left by the time we're done, we're taking it with us. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather go with no luggage on a trip and come back with brand new stuff, or to just live there with brand new stuff and leave that baggage behind, then bring any with me. Because once again, sometimes you bring so much baggage that you can't take off, that you can't lift, that you can't raise, that you can't ascend. And that would really suck, right? That really sucks if there's this whole world that's like literally right here above you that you're looking up at and you like want to jump, but you have weights. That's what trauma is. That's what insecurities are. That's what that pain is it's the, I am not good enough. I do not deserve this. I am not worthy of this. Fuck that. Yes, you are. Well, who said? Your mom, your spouse, your ex, your dad, school, your teachers. Fuck them. Because at the end of the day, you are who you are. You are here to grow. You are here to expand. And you are beautiful just the way you are. You are magical and magnificent and loving and caring and such a beautiful divine entity just the way that you are. There is nothing more special and more powerful than the gift that you have to give of who you are, what you're here to contribute, and living in that, existing in that, moving in that completely, wholeheartedly, and in entirety, right? There's just something so magical about the human spirit and experience in the way that we're able to connect, affect, and change the world around us through just us and what we do every day. Let's make sure that that's good energy. Let's make sure that we are correcting all of the errors and all of the problems and all of the traumas that we have experienced. Let's make sure that we are doing everything that we need to expand, to grow, to truly step into our life and who we are totally, completely, but more importantly, unified. Unified. That's the most important thing is, you know, once we integrate, all those fragments are going to come together. And there is no greater feeling than feeling whole. There's no greater experience in existence than feeling oneness, who you are, and your entirety of who you are. Stay focused. Stay focused on you. Stay focused on what you're doing. And once again, as you continue through this journey right now, know that you're not alone. You have people around the world who are experiencing this. I assure you, I'm experiencing this shit right now with you. We are right here in the trenches, just going through it. I feel like we're just all in like this pod, right? And this pod is just like having us in this hyperbolic time cryo sleep. And we're being peeled away from all of these traumas, all of these issues. And it's like little lasers just coming in and removing it. But like you can't feel it because it's energy, right? So like Reiki lasers, literally just like zapping all of this off of your body energetically and removing all these blockages and having all of these things come to fruition to show you what you're capable of, but also give you a lesson for where you may have gone wrong, where you may have gone an alternate path, right? So it's crazy. There's just all these planets right now are just doing all this cleansing and all of these transits and all of this world is just going through such a huge just breakthrough. I think that's the most important thing is just we're experiencing that breakthrough. So once again, know that you are here together with us each and every day. I am with you each and every day. You are not alone. You are once again a beautiful, incredible, magnificent creator. You are abundance, you are light, you are love, you are positivity. And when you lead with love, when you lead truly with love each and every day, your life transforms, your world expands. You realize the true sweetness of the smell of the flowers, the true warmth of the beautiful sun as it hits the ray, as it hits your skin. You realize how beautiful life is with every breath you take. As the wind flows and gently kisses your skin just to say hello, that's the universe and nature just welcoming you, right? Saying it's gonna be okay, just giving you that quick hug. As we experience the little things in nature once we lead with love or just anything in life, things get more vivid, things get more clear. But more importantly, things get a lot more vibrant and abundant. And that's what happens when you lead with love. You're able to expand, you're able to grow, you're able to create. And there's nothing more important than that, is creating and contributing to something bigger than yourself, right? Because that's ultimately our purpose as human beings, as a species, is that we are a fragmentation of a collective experiencing itself through fragments. That's literally what we are, is it's we are experiencing ourself as ourself individually to basically report back to our highest self, or that collective consciousness. So once again, that's a whole nother conversation, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But you know, once again, it's time to lead with love, and it's time to heal, but more importantly, it's time to make those tough choices. It's time to sever those ties. It's time to release that trauma. It's time to release those insecurities. It's time to release that hurt. That shit's heavy, dude. You've carried it enough. You have carried it long enough. It's time to set that down and just walk away. It's time to set the trauma, the hurt, the insecurities, the pain. It's time to set it all down, and it's time to walk away. You are worthy of the purest love, of the highest love. You are worthy of the richest abundance, of the most beautiful skies, of the most radiant sun, of the most beautiful world. You are worthy of receiving everything you desire. You are worthy of receiving the love you give, of the resources that you pour in. You are worthy and deserving of the life that you want. Now, let's go create it. Let's make it happen. But we can only do that with, once again, no matter what, we must lead with love. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. And once again, know I'm always here to listen, to talk, and I'm grateful for all of those that have reached out. You can reach out to me on Instagram, PMPV Podcast. Reach out to me on Facebook. Just search my name, Austin Varvel. You can reach out to me on my website, PMPVpodcast.com. I also, once again, have the Positive Affirmation Deck, the I Am Positive Affirmation Deck that my best friend Mio and myself created. And guys, please just reach out. You know, I think that we go through a lot of things and we don't want to burden others with it, right? Fuck that, dude. You share with me, I'll share with you. And we'll cry and we'll release together. And then we will ascend, we will continue to rise, and we'll help others along the way. Because that's what it's about. That's what it's about. I wish you peace, love, blessings, healing, strength, resilience, but most importantly, abundance and happiness as we create this new world. Peace and blessings always, and love and light. Ashay.